Penguin Random House Audio presents Lessons on Success, 17 Principles of Personal Achievement Through Action and Attitude by Napoleon Hill. Read for you by Sean Pratt. Whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. Napoleon Hill. Before success comes in any man's life, he's sure to meet with much temporary defeat and perhaps some failures. When defeat overtakes a man, the easiest and the most logical thing to do is to quit. That's exactly what the majority of men do. Napoleon Hill. Forward. It has always been my belief that a man should do his best, regardless of how much he receives for his services, or the number of people he may be serving, or the class of people served. Napoleon Hill. In my position as executive director of the Napoleon Hill Foundation, I have often been asked, why should a person need more than one good book on success? The answer to that question can be shown by recalling our early learning. We were taught our ABCs by repeating them through games and stories, or simply reciting them until they became a part of our memory. For example, each of us probably learned our multiplication tables in the same manner. Each set of numbers was repeated so many times that if asked what 8 times 8 equals, the answer 64 would be recalled with very little effort. Another excellent reason to continue exposure to inspirational material, whether it be a self-help magazine, book, audio, video, or seminar, is to be among the estimated 5% who are truly successful. You will likely discover that your desires will change markedly as you advance in years. As a young person, it is normal to be concerned with accomplishments to provide housing, education, and everyday needs and wants. Most of your efforts are directed at obtaining security, though you will no doubt contribute to your church or favorite charities. They will not be your primary focus. While the principles of success philosophy do not change, it will become evident that your desire to make a difference does. It will become normal to put more energy to helping those in the world who are less fortunate. Napoleon Hill knew the keys to success and shared that wisdom with millions. As you listen, you'll discover the principles you need to follow to be among the truly successful, and discover ways that application in your life will help you reach your goals. In the final analysis, all successful people will be remembered more for what they gave rather than what they got in life. Don M. Green, Executive Director, Napoleon Hill Foundation. Introduction. The ladder of success is never crowded at the top. Napoleon Hill. Over 100 years ago, a fortuitous meeting in Pittsburgh completely changed the life of one young man and ushered in a new philosophy of personal achievement that has served as the foundation of the success movement for the last century. That young man was Napoleon Hill, a young reporter from Virginia. That meeting in the fall of 1908 was, as he described it, when the hand of destiny reached out. Hill had been granted an interview with Andrew Carnegie, the steel magnate, who was then the world's richest man. Hill dove into the questioning, asking, "Mr. Carnegie, to what do you attribute your phenomenal success?" The industrialist, then 73, opened up quickly and, with wit and his unrivaled gift for anecdote, began to relate the stories of his achievements. Hill could hardly keep up his shorthand notes when Carnegie then began to expound on his and others' theories of personal achievement. Carnegie lamented, "It's a shame that each new generation must find a way to success by trial and error when the principles really are clear-cut." On the third day of the interview, Carnegie offered him the opportunity to organize the world's first practical philosophy of individual achievement. "I will introduce you to men who can and will collaborate with you in its organization. Do you want the opportunity? And will you follow through if it is given to you? Hill blurted out with characteristic enthusiasm, Yes, I'll undertake the job and I'll finish it. Carnegie withdrew a stopwatch and told Hill it had taken him exactly 29 seconds to respond. Carnegie told him, The offer would have been withdrawn after 60 seconds. It has been my experience that a man who cannot reach a decision promptly cannot be depended on to carry through any decision he may make. I have also discovered that most who reach decisions promptly usually have the capacity to move with definiteness of purpose in other circumstances. Very well, said Carnegie. You have one of the two important qualities that will be needed by the man who organizes the philosophy I have described. Now I will learn whether or not you have the second. If I give you this opportunity, are you willing to devote 20 years of your time to research the causes of success and failure without pay, earning your own living as you go along? Hill was stunned. He had assumed that Carnegie would subsidize him from his enormous fortune. It is not unwillingness to supply the money, Carnegie explained. It is my desire to know if you have in you the natural capacity to go the extra mile, that is, to render service before trying to collect for it. Napoleon Hill met Carnegie's second test. He would go on to write The American Philosophy of Personal Achievement. For the next 20 years, Hill would interview such men as Thomas Edison, Henry Ford, Alexander Graham Bell, King Gillette, Theodore Roosevelt, John Rockefeller, and others. In 1928, he published The Law of Success, a compilation of success secrets from the greatest achievers of that time that, for the first time in the history of the world, revealed the true philosophy upon which all personal success is built. From those teachings would come, 9 years later, Think and Grow Rich, considered by many to be the greatest success book of all time. It offered essential principles for improving one's health, wealth, and success. While readers today will note that the language of the book reflects mid-20th century America, the principles expounded on for a successful life remain as powerful and pertinent today as they did more than 80 years ago. This audiobook offers Napoleon Hill's 17 principles of personal achievement in an easy-to-understand format, so you can easily learn them and start applying them to your life today. Remember, if you conceive it and believe it, you can achieve it. Lesson 1. Definiteness of Purpose. Whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve with positive mental attitude. Napoleon Hill. Don't be like a ship without a rudder, powerless and directionless. Definiteness of purpose is the starting point of all achievement. All individual achievement begins with the adoption of a definite major purpose and a specific plan for its attainment. Without a purpose and a plan, people drift aimlessly through life. Ideas form the foundation of all fortunes and the starting point of all inventions. Once you learn how to harness the power of your mind and then how to organize the knowledge, you begin to keep your mind on the things you want and off the things you do not want. Develop a definiteness of purpose. 1. You should have one high, desirable, outstanding goal and keep it ever before you. 2. Determine and fix in your mind exactly what you desire. 3. Evaluate and determine exactly what you will give in return. 4. Set a definite date for exactly when you intend to possess your desire. 5. Clearly define your plan for achievement. Write out precisely and concisely exactly what you want, exactly when you want to achieve it, and exactly what you intend to give in return. And 6. Each and every day, morning and evening, read your written statement aloud. Your ship will not come in unless you have first sent one out. Be sure about what you want from life, and doubly sure of
Sample complete. Ready to continue?